Brian, you like going against a team that you know so well like this? Phillip Rivers, a guy you guys have played against so many times.
Well, obviously, this is a huge rival. Obviously, being in our conference and just one of those games that you need to get up for. If you don't, then you need to check your pulse.
The fact that you guys are division teams and know each other, can that benefit an offensive defense, a veteran player versus a rookie player, or is it just kind of down the line when you go against a team you know that well?
Well, I mean, it's not about knowing somebody. You're like, no, I know them this well, so I don't have to study. Now, you still go in and study your film. You still look at them like you've never played them before and see if you can pick up different things. And with this team, it's obviously just it's all around challenge, you know, because they present so many different challenges with you with the receivers that they have and going up top like the way they do. This is a explosive offense, and so you know we have our work cut out, but it's one of those games that you get up for, I guess to another degree.
How excited are you to have Champ back?
Huge. I can't overstate the fact of what he means to us as a defense, as a team, you know, a teammate, period. But, you know, what he brings, when I look over to my left and see him standing out there bumping run, there's a confidence level that he just gives. That I don't know, I can't even explain it.
How are you feeling? Confident? So,
yeah.
Okay.
Real confident.
How's your ankle? Did they say you're out today with an ankle?
Yeah.
How's it feel?
That's coming along. It's coming along.
How about Rivers and the problems he presents and his intensity and how competitive he is?
Well, that's one thing that playing against him, the time that I play with him, playing against him now, is he's a competitor. And, you know, talking trash on the field, all those things. He's one of those players that, from a quarterback position, it's a little different from a lot of other quarterbacks because he'll get into a verbal confrontation with if you want to. But 9 times out of 10, he's going to back what he says up. So he's just one of those competitive guys that, from a defensive back standpoint, that you like to face.
How different is it not having to face Antonio Gates during this week?
Well, I don't know.
From a game plan.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be out. I haven't.
Sounds all of a certain.
But I don't buy into that. I never will buy into that until he's not on the field on game day. I'm preparing like he's going to play because he means that much to that offense when he does play. So until we know 100%, and that's not going to be to game day, that he's not playing, I'm going to have in my mind he's playing.
Brian, they've got 44 completions for 2 running backs. Is that presenting sort of a challenge?
Yeah. From a defensive standpoint, obviously we're talking about defense. From a coverage standpoint, if you have the backs in coverage, you can't be peeking anywhere else to help anybody else. You have to make sure that you're locked on in on your guy. And even in zone coverages, we know that once you get your drop, you have to be prepared to come downhill in a hurry because they dump the ball up to the backs so often.
And you've had plenty of young safeties next to you. How's Raheem coming along through 4 games?
He's coming along. I mean, it's obviously with any of us, there's things that I'm pretty sure he would love to take back. But it's a learning experience on the run. And so we look for better and better things to come as the season progresses.